to arrive in the UK by unauthorised means to Rwanda is unlawful. Rishi Sunak says this is not the outcome he wanted and that his government will consider its next steps. Tafiq Hussein from Duncan Lewis Solicitors has been speaking outside the court.
It's a reminder that no one is above the law. We can hope now that our clients and many others can dream of a safer and better future.
Israel insists its forces have not been involved in combat inside the biggest hospital in Gaza. Its military says it's found weapons and what it calls terror infrastructure. Hamas denies it's using it as a command centre. Labour says the Prime Minister shouldn't be popping champagne corks, despite Rishi Sunak declaring he's delivered on his target to halve inflation. The Office for National Statistics says the rate at which prices are rising has slowed to 4.6%. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt insists the government won't get complacent.
There's lots more work to do. We still have to bring inflation down to its target level. But now we are beginning to win the battle against inflation. We can move to the next part of our economic plan.
Greta Thunberg has pleaded not guilty to a public order offence after she was arrested at a demonstration last month. The environmental activist has denied the charge at a London court. A man's been released on bail, having been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter over the death of ice hockey player Adam Johnson. The 29-year-old died after his neck was cut while playing for the Nottingham Panthers last month. And David Beckham and Sachin Tendulkar were in the stands in Mumbai to watch India's Virat Kohli become the first cricketer to score a 50th one-day international century. He did it in the World Cup semi-final with New Zealand. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much to Faye. Let's check the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather. 11 degrees, sunny with a moderate breeze. It's beautiful out there, actually, after the horrible weather we've had over the last few days. It will remain dry, so enjoy that sunshine, wrap up warm and go for a nice walk.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now is part two of the book club. We've just heard from the wonderful Sylvia Kent. Don't forget to check her blogspot for loads more interviews. And now I'm joined by our guest of the book club. It is Andrea Miles, who is an author, astrologer and spiritualist medium. We're going to be talking about her books as well. So a very good afternoon. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me on. And thank you to Sylvia as well for inviting me on as well. I'm very well, thank you.
Great to see you. Very, very, really going to be looking forward to having a good old chat with you.
me too.
So when did you first get the writing bug?
Oh, it was quite late in my life, to be honest. So I would say it was about 15 years ago. When I first started writing articles for the Journal, which is a members magazine for the Astrological Association of Great Britain. And then I expanded that into writing for some astrology groups as well, and then expanded further by writing for different fan clubs, I guess, fan club magazines, just because I got bored, basically, with some of the content that I was reading inside. And so I thought maybe I could bring something different to the magazine and something to the members and readers. So, for example, I did some articles for Suzy Quattro. I also did Maxi Miller and also Ken Russell and all kinds of other people, really. So it was a way of kind of talking about, you know, our passion in the subject, but also introducing readers and members to astrology in a way that wasn't kind of preachy, but just quite accessible, I think. Well, I hope anyway.
Now, astrology, we would think back to when you maybe would have looked in the newspapers and say for Aquarius, this is what might happen. Definitely. For the week. And that's what we were used to. But, I mean, I remember one of my friends used to get me a chart done when I was probably in my early sort of 20s. And it was a real, you know, you had to put in when you're, I think, star sign is, there's all different stars and the moon and all sorts of things to actually get your precise reading. So how did you get involved in it? Because it is very, very complicated.
Oh, tell me, it's so complicated. So my bug and obsession, if you like, with astrology started when I was a child, and it was, as you say, through the newspaper astrology, but not through me reading it. My mother was opening the newspaper one day and called out, you know, oh, Leo, and then, you know, read what the interpretation was for that day. And I had no clue, so I asked her what that was all about. So she told me, and to be honest, I felt quite deprived and almost denied that I'd not been told about this thing called astrology and our star signs. So then it was just like red rag, literally, to a bull, because I'm a Taurus. And I just loved buying books on astrology, and also because I'm quite curious, I used to buy lots of biographies and autobiographies as well, just so that I could find out what a person's sun sign was. So that went on for quite a number of years, and I saw you know, different magazines like Prediction, Mind, Body and Spirit, where you could read all about astrology. And fortunately, being based in London, I was lucky to be able to visit, you know, the esoteric bookshops such as Watkins and Treadwell's and the Atlantic bookshop. And so I'd kind of self-taught myself as far as I could go, but never really wanted to do it to like a diploma level or degree level, because my mind's very active and I get distracted very quickly. Yeah. And I just didn't think that I would have, you know, the concentration span needed, if you like.
Yeah.
However, the stars looked down because in approximately 2009, I was made aware of a brilliant teacher and professional astrologer called Kathy Rowan. Good morning, Kathy, if you're listening. And she brilliantly, I did a correspondence course with her. And so, honestly, I've really got a fear about numbers, was rubbish at maths, all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when I used to see pictures of, as you said earlier, like the birth charts or natal charts, as astrologers call them, I kind of like got really frightened by all the numbers and kind of science of it all, I guess. But what Kathy did for me was, well, all her students, was to bit by bit, break it down into little chunks. And so that is how I kind of came to better understand the birth chart, and also ways of being able to do forecasts using astrological software. So, for example, if any of your listeners are interested, there's the one that I use is astro.com. So that's www.astro.com. And there you can do all kinds of things. But for me, as I said earlier, I'm really curious, some would say nosy. Yeah. So I kind of have based my interest around natal charts and forecasts, if you like. But there's a whole wealth of different things that you can do with astrology. So, yeah, it's down to the person, I guess, how far you want to take it, but it's so helpful, it's so valuable, and really helps with planning as well. So being a practical sign, being an earth sign, a Taurus, obviously you gain a certain amount of knowledge. So for me, I want to do something practical with it. And within my own birth chart, it says a couple of times about, you know, there's like potential and symbolism there of sharing the knowledge, but enjoying the knowledge, sharing the knowledge with others.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I started veering towards books. Mm. And I kind of developed this concept of where, if you've seen the books, so there's the person and there's the birth chart. And there's also a kind of fairly concise biography about all the people that I've written about. And then what I've done is kind of, if you like, illustrated the astrology in action. Mm. And that way, I hope for myself and for readers, you get a better kind of sense of what that person was about, their character, their qualities, their strengths, their challenges, how you'd have handled that. And also, obviously, because the people that I've written about are now deceased, you can do a certain amount of what I call hindsight astrology. So when certain events have happened in their lives, you can look back and say, yeah, probably because of the energy or symbolism of, you know, whatever it might be. I've kind of like, can't stop now because my brain has been used to working in a certain way. I just kind of keep creating, and so I've always got a new person in mind, if you like, ready for the next book.
I was just going to say, your most recently published book in 2023, yeah. Pamela Coleman-Smith and yes. Madge Gill, Astrology, Second Sight and Art, which is on yes. Green Magic. You can go all the www.greenmagicpublishing.com. And you've published also Famous Occultist and Witches, their yes. biographies and their birth charts. So you've got, yes. It's Aleister Crowley, isn't it? I think I've read about him.
Yes.
Lady Harris and Betty May. Yes. And you're currently researching and working on a fourth book as well.
I am indeed. Do you want me to tell you about
yes,
the fourth
please,
book?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, a little heads up. And I'm still busy working away. I've done all the research for it, but it's just all that fine detail of, you know, threading things together, really. So it's a departure from the usual people that I've written about in terms of those that have been involved with the occult, spiritualism, or, you know, esotericism. And this one is going to be about Brian Jones, the original founder and leader of the Rolling Stones.
Yes, yeah.
Now, many people would have or know of him through all the information around, you know, his death and just reading about his addictions. And it's quite interesting that recently you've probably seen in the media how the Stones are kind of back in action. They never really go away, do they?
Yeah, we're playing them actually, yeah.
yeah. So Brian's there in essence with them, which is lovely. But what I wanted to bring to the table was that in actual fact, he was not just, you know, a drug and drink addict and a brilliant, brilliant musician, but he was very sensitive and psychic himself and used to see spirit. Now you see, I've not seen myself any books that specifically focus on that area of his life. And being a Stones fan, especially their 60s music when, you know, when Brian was still around with them, I kept coming across bits and pieces that said about these visions that he'd had and how tuned in that he was to the world, to the spiritual world, and very, very psychic. And the thing with having those kind of energies and qualities is that you really do have to look after yourself just so that you can kind of, you know, operate at maximum function, like all of us, I guess. But the thing with Brian, bless him, was that he was quite a sickly person as well, right from the get-go.
Yeah.
He lived with asthma, he had lots of allergies, and then as he got older, all that relentless touring, it just took its toll, like it does on many creatives and artists. And so then when he took to drink and drugs as well, it just went on a different path altogether. But we owe a lot to Brian, not just because of the brilliant music that he's brought to the world, but also because of his influence in what I guess you could call world music. He went to Marrakesh he went a couple of times into Morocco, and he found it a really spiritual place. And there are a band of musicians there called the Djoukan musicians, who came from the mountains, and they were a very ancient tribe, and they used to worship the god Pan. So Brian tried to go there at the time when the celebrations, if you like, for Pan were coming into play, and he was so moved by the spirit of these musicians and also of their kind of philosophy and beliefs. And what he did is, with the basic technology that he had with him at the time, he made some recordings of them and brought them home with him, and on some, you know, cassette tapes. But sadly, he didn't see that come to pass. He passed in the July of 1969, and it was in 1971, the Rolling Stones management had got hold of these tapes, and they sat on them for a long while, but eventually in 1971, they released them. And so what you got was a beautiful album called Brian Jones Presents the Pipes of Pan at Djoukan. And so in that respect, he was quite innovative. Sorry, I can never say that word. Outstanding in bringing that type of music to the world. You might call it ethnic music. You might call it world music.
Yeah.
But even today, those musicians who are kind of like, they were like family, the family kind of all joined in the music. It's like a family thing. And even today, they celebrate and honour what Brian Jones did for them in terms of their music.
That's really interesting. And that's going to be your next, basically the next book. And is that coming out in 2024? Is that earlier or sort of mid?
Ish. I'd say hopefully. Things have been crossed. You can never tell with writing and publishing and life events.
Yeah.
But I would say hopefully the earlier part of next year, all being well.
Excellent. Now, I just have to, because we will run out of time, and I do want to ask you this, because you are a spiritualist medium. Tell us when that happened for you. Tell me what is a spiritualist medium and the spiritualist church?
Well, it's hard to define actually when exactly that happened, because I've been a spiritualist for as long as I can remember now, and I was married in a spiritualist church as well. But it was something that became, in this country particular, particularly popular during the First and Second World Wars, when people went missing, you know, people were killed. And there were thousands and thousands of families, as you can imagine, who were devastated by this. And up popped spiritualist churches. Before that, I think I'm right in saying it was mainly like home circles, where people would meet in, say, their parlours or their living rooms, and they would hold, like seances, or maybe do individual one-to-one readings for each other. But for me, people forget, we're still ridiculed even to this day. And you wouldn't believe the amount of effort and campaigning that went into spiritualism being able to be represented at Remembrance Day. So the Spiritualist National Union and their pioneers only fairly recently campaigned so that spiritualists could be, represented at the cenotaph. So it was lovely to see their president there on Sunday just gone. So the other thing that a lot of people might not realise is that there's a huge philosophy to it as well, which is really important. And so if you went to a spiritualist service, generally what you would see is the chairperson on the platform, the speaker or medium who's going to be taking the service, and there'd be an opening prayer, there'd be maybe the church notices, there'd be an address, which is where the inspirational speaking philosophy comes in. Then the chairperson might do a small reading, and then the time will be handed over to the medium to deliver what we call the evidence of mediumship, where we are required to demonstrate evidence that there is only life after life, and that life comes in love and nothing else. And we are able to connect to who we're drawn to in the congregation, and give messages of love, upliftment and hope from loved ones, friends, people that they've known through their life who have moved on into another sphere of spirit. So it's quite important work. And I feel very passionate and responsible in that work. There's a lot of healing within the movement as well. That can be done just through the divine service, as I've just explained, just through the words of comfort and upliftment, but also the healers as well, because there's also special services for healers where qualified healers are able to provide healing to those in pain, be that in mind, body or spirit. And that is also exceptional work and something that is often undervalued, I feel.
Excellent. I could talk to you all day, but I'm going to have to cut the interview now because it's just getting on. We've got some music and some other bits to come up. But fascinating to talk to you. You must come into the studio one day, Andrew, and come and have a proper chat on air. Be lovely to meet you. So if you want to find out more, Andrea Miles, you're on Facebook, are you? Have you got a web page
as well? Andrea J. Miles Astrology on Facebook.
And then you can find out all about her published work as well, and you can go to greenmagicpublishing.com to find the books. And so find out more about you. Fantastic. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you for being on the book club. And hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
Really interesting. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what an interesting lady. And you must find out. Go and have a look at the webpage. I could talk to her all day. I love astrology and spiritualism and healing as well, she mentioned. And thanks very much to Sylvia. Now, Andrea was mentioning there about Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones. So I thought I'd play Rolling Stones, but this is their brand new one. They're back with a brand new album. This is called Angry by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. As I'm waiting for so over it. Now I know
Bob's walked into the studio and I've just gone about 100 mile an hour going rah 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 blah like that.
That makes perfect sense to me, really.
Did you enjoy that? Rah 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 rah. Yeah, just going on. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, thank you.
A bit of music in the background.
I'm a bit tired.
Why are you a bit tired, Bob?
I couldn't get to sleep last night. And strangely enough, on my show today, I've got a top tip for when you can't get to sleep. So,
does it involve alcohol by any chance?
No alcohol at all. It's connected to acupuncture. There you go.
A place to press.
I'm not saying any more.
Don't say any more. Save it for your exciting show.
That's
right. Go on, what else is coming up?
What else is coming up on the show? We'll be talking about Taylor Swift. I've got some birthdays to celebrate today.
Yes.
They're having a heat wave in Brazil, did you know?
No.
Absolutely hot.
Wow. That's normally what a heat wave is.
I'm trying not to give any further details, really. A song for Daphne, of course, and Daphne says hi.
Yeah, we know that Daphne doesn't really exist. So
Daphne does exist.
She's Daphne, if you're there, send me a message. I don't mean in a spiritual way.
She'll send a message to me now.
Yeah, oh, dear. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, that Michelle. Yeah. So all that and me and lots of good music coming up from 1 to 3.
Nice.
Poet and don't know it.
You're a poet and you don't know it. Why are you growing a beard for? What's going on?
It was when I went to Bali in Australia.
Yeah.
I just thought I'm going to turn into the wild man of the desert and I'm not going to bother to shave.
Yeah, well, I think it suits you. It's made you kind of look, you know, you're looking a bit sort of edgy.
Oh, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been edgy for years. Don't panic.
I have to say, the beautiful yellow roses that Bob bought me in about 3 weeks ago, do you remember?
Yes.
They're lovely, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They're now on the lawn. Just if Tony Smith's listening out there, they were there till yesterday and they had survived. They had done really well. And then I took them out of the glass vase, I opened up the patio door or the French doors, and I threw them straight in the garden. Because I see, that's what I would do whenever I get flowers, I put them back to the earth to be out there on the lawn.
Yeah,
I say lawn. It's not really, it's just like a mud pit.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's dreadful. Yeah.
Mine's pretty good, actually, at the back.
Oh, your garden's always been nice. I mean, even at your other property, it was a lovely garden, wasn't
it? That was nice, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few more weeds in this one, but I'm slowly getting rid of them.
Have you got your patio sorted out and your barbecue and all that kind of thing and your heaters?
Yeah. I've got carpet on my patio.
Have you? Really?
Garden carpet.
Yeah,
but it needs replacing.
Oh, was that there when you moved in?
No, I put it down to cover the patio up because it was so terrible.
And you've also got, when your other property, you had three sheds. It was Bob Three Sheds. So how many have you got this one?
I'm down to three sheds.
Oh, again, still?
One of them's a log store.
So, oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
There you go.
There you go. Just thought I'd share some personal and private information about
that's
Bob.
Fine. Yeah, anything else you want to know?
No. Inside leg measurement.
Yeah,
no, thank
that's
you.
31, I think. Yeah.
And Taylor Swift has nothing to do with this acupuncture. No.
No.
I'm just checking.
No.
Now, I think, I don't know if Spencer's listening out there. Spencer Cartoo's here with the weekend wind up.
He does a great show on him.
He
Saturday
does.
Morning.
Get the right day. It's always good before you're going to say the wrong day.
It came through in the end.
He does love Bucks Fizz.
Ah, yes.
So, yes, he's a big fan of Bucks Fizz and Cheryl.
Cheryl,
I know, I think he's interviewed her before, actually.
I think a lot of gentlemen of his age are big fans of Cheryl.
Thank you. Here she is, and here on the band with My Camera Never
lies.
Do you remember I was saying that Daphne didn't exist? I've always thought, you know, to myself that possibly she didn't exist, but we've just got this message.
Show her this window when you when she finishes her programme. It's hi Michelle, it's Daphne here. I do exist.
Oh, you see. There you go. Has Daphne been on the radio before with her voice? Once. There we go. That's the elusive Daphne. She's real. Daphne is real. Wasn't sure. Hi, Daphne. Right, coming up here is Liam Payne. This is a track called Sunshine.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes any time that you rollin'. Pulling me out, never letting me down, and I wanna make sure you know it. Any time that you rolling, can't believe that I found my sunshine.
Hey, everyone's trying to be the same. Until I met you, I was on that wave. But you really are something different. You do you, it must be nice. And I think it's rubbing off on me.
Oh yeah, step to the left, step to the right, you.
Matters is the journey that we're on. Yeah, riding with you, I'm kinda know where I belong. any anytime that you want. I was feeling so invisible, yeah. I didn't know this could be possible, no. Alright, but you really know something different. You do, you just work it out. And I think it's rubbing off on me. Oh yeah, step to the left, step to the right. Do what you want. What really matters is the journey that we're on. Yeah, I'm riding with you. I finally know where I belong. I belong. You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes. And anytime that you anytime.
That is The Doves with A Black and White Town. Just coming up to 12:47 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the travel news for you. Now, let's have a look. It's Brook Street roundabout. There are some roadworks, as you know, coming up from the Harrow Wood side. They're doing a lot of building work there. And onto the slip road, it's narrowing down. Causes a little bit of congestion in the morning. It's okay normally, but let's have a look and see what's happening at the moment. Slow traffic. There's a crash on the shoulder of the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Congestion to Junction 29, Romford, after a short hold. So just be aware, it's literally just happened, I think. So there's a little bit of an issue there. A1023, not too bad. Wilson's kind of very busy at the moment. Temporary traffic signals, A128 Ingrave Road at Hogarth Avenue. Also, temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way at Essex Way. And then you've got severe delays of 13 minutes increasing anti-clockwise between South End Arterial Road, Junction 28, the A12, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Average speeds down to about 5 miles an hour. And then you've got one lane closed due to construction on the A127 South End Arterial Road westbound at the B186 Worley Street. So quite busy at the moment, so just be aware. If you're heading down to Lakeside, once you get past Brook Street roundabout, it's actually, the traffic should be running actually fine. You'll get more traffic and travel with Bob in the next hour. What a fantastic show. I love it. I'm waving my glasses around. I must stop doing that. Bob, where you gone? Bob? Bob's disappeared. He was here. He's disappeared. It's very quiet. Here, look, listen. Isn't it? Very quiet. I don't like it. I get a bit nervous because you hear people creeping around outside sometimes. Or looking through the window. That frightens the life out of me. You've got a window into the studio. And quite often when I've got a guest, if I'm sort of, you know, into the show and I've got my headphones on, I look up and I'm like, oh! Or I get another presenter that comes, like, they tap on the door. I don't hear it because I've got my headphones on. They come walking in and they go, oh! I do that all the time. Because we're used to being here all our own. But it's true, isn't it, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. You plugged that in, Bob. Yay! I'm going to bring in, I think, my Christmas tree from home. Because I've got a spare Christmas tree because I bought a new one last year. It was a very fancy one. And the old one I've got is considerably better than that thing that's in the cupboard in there.
That we've had for at least 12 years.
Well, it is. Yeah. I don't even think they make them like that. It used to light up, but I think if you plugged it in now, you'd hear the words fire, fire very quickly.
Right. Well, I'm kind of going backwards for Christmas.
Are
I
you?
Bought some traditional sort of chains to hang from your ceiling,
which
you don't see very often now.
You're not going to make them?
No, not like we did at school.
Paper chains.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Those gummy strips.
We always used to have, it's weird with fashion for Christmas because we always had, when I was a kid, a paper chains and all different sorts of tinsel across the ceiling into the middle.
That's right, yeah.
And then you'd have the coloured lights on the Christmas tree, and people are putting coloured lights back on, multicoloured lights. That's now.
Right. We had hanging baubles as well.
Well, yeah, so see a doctor about that.
A little bit of tinsel with a Christmas bauble at the end of it, stuck on the ceiling with blue tack.
What about those? We've got two decorations in this studio. I don't know. I think Tony Smith brought them in. They are the most awful. They're just like two great big globes hanging from the ceiling.
Thank you. Yes, it was me.
Earlobes, he's meaning. Should we play some music? I think we should.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like a bit of Busted?
Busted, yeah.
What I go to school for.
Indeed.
She's echoed in my mind. I count the days till she is mine. I can't tell my friends cause they will laugh. I love a member of the staff. And I fought my way to front of class to get the best view of her ass. I drop a pencil on the floor. She bends down. Shows me more. That's what I go to school for. The way this is the real world. You can call me crazy. I know that she crazy. That's what I go to school for. The way this is the real world. Your friends have been plenty. But like
That's what I go to school for.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
As we've all been mentioning on the show, we're award-winning as well.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And you're going to tell everybody more after?
That's right. Yes. We've got an award from the Brentwood Business Awards, didn't we? And we're very proud.
Absolutely. Yes. So all the presenters have been posting up about it, and you will find more because Bob is going to do a little write-up for the station, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
He's just taking a picture of himself with the award. It's not just for you, though, Bob.
It's mine.
I said it's a very dangerous kind of... It's a piece of glass with a very sharp, pointy bit on the end of it. And you tripped over, it'd be the end.
Do you think someone's trying to tell us something?
Wouldn't that be sad? You're like, I won an award, yeah. And you fall over on the stage and it like
pierces your heart.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, that would be dreadful. Anyway, let's
only
not talk
you
about.
Could think of that.
I know, I have to think of something nice and cheerful.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to get out of your way.
Thanks
very much to my guest, Andrew.
About time too.
Thank you, Andrew Miles, astrologer and spiritualist medium. You can check out her books online. All the details will be up on the website. And also, thanks very much as well to Sylvia Kent. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm excited because Bob's coming up next.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.